Newton Media Group, a family of creative services, presents the Voice Over Work podcast, an eclectic collection of insights, knowledge, and trivia from some of the newest audiobooks on the market. This is Russell Newton. I'll be your host for the podcast, and thank you for listening. Hope things are going well for you today. Revisiting Peter Holland's book, Build a Better Brain, using neuroplasticity to train your brain for motivation, discipline, courage, and mental sharpness, we have this bit of information. No matter what we do in the course of our day, it all gets down to the pleasure principle. You raid the refrigerator for snacks because you crave the taste and feel of certain food. You get a haircut because you think it will make you more attractive to someone else, which will make you happy, which is pleasure. Conversely, you wear a protective mask while you're using a blowtorch because you want to avoid sparks flying into your face and eyes, because that will be painful. If you trace all of our decisions back, whether short-term or long-term, you'll find that they all stem from a small set of pleasures or pains. People work harder to avoid pain than to get pleasure. While everyone wants pleasure as much as they can get it, their motivation to avoid pain is actually far stronger. The instinct to survive a threatening situation is more immediate than eating your favorite candy bar, for instance. So when faced with the prospect of pain, the brain will work harder than it would to gain access to pleasure. For example, imagine you're standing in the middle of a desert road. In front of you is a treasure chest filled with money and outlandishly expensive jewelry that could set you up financially for the rest of your life. But there's also an out-of-control semi careening toward it. You're probably going to make the decision to jump away from the truck rather than grab the treasure chest, because your instinct to avoid pain, in this case certain death, outweighed your desire to gain pleasure. If you've hit rock bottom and faced a massive amount of pain or displeasure, then you simply must start acting to avoid that in the future. A wounded animal is more motivated than a slightly uncomfortable one. Our perceptions of pleasure and pain are more powerful drivers than the actual things. When our brain is judging between what will be a pleasant or painful experience, it's working from scenarios that we think could result if we took a course of action. In other words, our perceptions of pleasure and pain are really what's driving the car. And sometimes, those perceptions can be flawed. In fact, they're mostly flawed, which explains our tendency to work against our own best interests. I can think of no better example of this rule than jalapeno chalupines. They're a spicy, traditional Mexican snack that's tasty and low in carbs. By the way, chalupines means grasshoppers. We're talking chili-flavored grasshoppers. The insects. Now, you may have no firsthand knowledge of how grasshoppers taste. Maybe you've never tried them. But the thought of eating grasshoppers may give you pause. You imagine they'll be repellent to the tongue. You imagine that if you take a bite of a grasshopper, you'll get grossed out. You might accidentally bite down on an internal grasshopper organ. The perception of eating a grasshopper is driving you quickly away from the act of eating one. But the fact remains that you haven't actually tried it yet. You're working from your idea of the repulsion that eating a grasshopper will bring about. Somebody who's actually tried grasshopper-based cuisine may insist to you that they're really good when prepared properly. Still, you might not be able to get over your innate perception of what eating an insect would be like. We'd like to thank Peter Hollins for that clip from his book, Build a Better Brain, using neuroplasticity to train your brain for motivation, discipline, courage, and mental sharpness. To learn more about today's author or book, please visit Amazon.com. Show notes and further information can be found at RussellEricNewton.com. With a collection of trivia, research, news stories, and knowledge from some of the newest audiobooks on the market, this has been the Voice Over Work podcast, brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services.